And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
All right. Welcome back. Week 6 of NFL. Holy crap. It's only week 6, but I feel like it's flying by.
It always does.
It always does.
Never enough.
Awesome week last week.
Yes.
Awesome week. Jay, you got off the schneid, 2-0 in your pod picks. T.
Yeehaw.
You remain perfect. I went 1-1. So total for the pod, 4-1. Not too shabby, as the kids like to
say. Give it to me.
I have one revelation, just as my theme, my recurring theme for this season is going to be get off my lawn. In keeping with that, I am declaring the era of the Matt LaFleur, Cliff Kingsbury, Brian Staley, good-looking, manicured, young, data-driven coaches.
In dead. The 30s.
I'm done with them. I was watching the Green Bay Packers, who I had in the contest for what reason. I don't know what my head was thinking.
Love Aaron Rodgers, but that's fine.
I do. That's a separate podcast. Okay. His facial hair is so groomed into precise shapes on his face. He must spend so much time in the mirror, and obviously not a whole lot of time plotting the second half. That was one thing that I got pissed off about. Then I turn on the Arizona Cardinals. Cliff Kingsbury, also, they have in sync boy band type manscaping going on.
Sean McVay too.
And I'm saying it's Sean McVay too.
Absolutely.
Plus a tanning
Sean
salon.
Too.
It's all that weird, like, I'm gonna spend a whole lot of time plucking and tweezing. And you know who doesn't pluck? And you know who doesn't tweeze? Bill Belichick.
Tweeze.
Okay. And Andy Reid has never heard the word manscaper.
Yeah.
Never.
So get off my lawn with your I'm going for it on 4th and 2 from my own 30-yard line, because that's what the data tells me. The data. Okay. That is my declaration. I'm done with you guys.
Wow.
You can go form a boy band because your beards are awesome.
But this is the next generation in coaches.
Too many Campbell's Chunky Soup commercials, Sean McVay.
Yeah. And you know what else? Give me Andy Reid, who hangs out at Hometown Buffet. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
Cracker Barrel.
Soup Plantation. I mean, this is the next generation of coaches. So if you're over it, then there's not going to be anybody to take their places.
Because, I mean, he's not having it.
They just need to stop having their
you just want to take them
weekly
in the back
barber sessions. What?
They're like little kids. You want to go get in the room, give them a spanking, wake them up.
It's the millennial generation. They're now the up and coming coaches, and they're all trying to keep up with the Kardashians. So I don't know.
Well, they can go keep up with the Kardashians. Give me Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
I will see
plus
you at
3.
I'll take Daboll and I'll see you at the Sizzler. Because the rest of those guys are eating their quinoa and plucking their beards just so. And guess what? They're not covering spreads.
You know what's so funny? Like, I was listening, Mike Lombardi was furious today. Furious with Sean McDaniel. And he was saying there was 8 minutes left in the quarter. It was the third quarter. You know, why did you do this? And then he was talking about Staley did the same thing. What is it going to get you? 3 more downs? Maybe? It's not going to guarantee you. And you're not on the 1 yard line. You're on your own 25 yard line with plenty of game left. What? So you go 4th and inches. I think it was Stefanski on the Browns. 4th and inches. They give to Kareem Hunt. He gets stuffed for a 4 yard loss on their own 25 yard line. That's another beard, by the way. Stefanski has a nice beard.
Yeah, perfectly coiffed.
You know, it's like, what are you going to accomplish besides maybe a first down? You're still on your third. You're still on your own side of the field. You're still on the 30. You can't move the football. It's unreal. And teams aren't playing well. That's why this year has been historically hard. I think there's 690 people left in Circa Survivor from 2,700. And it's week five, going into week six. This is unprecedented. It's because teams are not playing well. And like, you're right, a lot of this new generation, they're not coaching their teams up. They're not coaching their teams up. And Belichick coaches his team up every week. And that's why you can put in a third string quarterback and they can blank the Lions.
That's my whole point.
Facts.
I don't like sitting on my couch as a football fan and looking at LaFleur and Cliff Kingsbury with their perfect beards, and they probably have abs. I don't know. It makes me feel guilty and bad.
Most likely.
I want to see Andy Reid. When I have a chicken wing halfway in my mouth and I'm watching Andy Reid, I go, maybe I'll have another wing.
Yeah.
When, maybe this won't be my last.
When I watch LaFleur, I go, should I be doing sit-ups right now?
Yeah.
Mom, should I be sculpting and tweezing?
Yeah.
It sends all the wrong message.
How do you think Andy Reid feels?
He feels hungry like I do.
All the time.
He's in his Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. Just chilling.
Yeah. Do you think LaFleur knows the phrase bottomless fries? No. He's never heard that.
No.
He says, give me some more kale.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for it on third and two because the robots and the computers told me to.
Analytics. Yeah. He's in his car singing bye, bye, bye. Andy Reid's in his car singing Red Robin.
What's wrong with that?
Yum.
Yeah. Red Robin, can't wait to get there.
You just synthesized my entire point. Thank you.
It's just what's important to you.
That's rough.
Get off my lawn, boy band coaches.
I would just like to say I had my son up at 8:30 on Sunday morning watching NFL live with me.
In the Saints home unis.
And I said last week on the pod to my lovely wife here, he must be in his Saints gear because in week one, he was all decked out in his gear and they won. And they haven't won since because we're busy and like his nap time, he's not even up sometimes for these 10 o'clock early games. And this week I said, no. And I changed him. I got him all ready to go. I got him in his Saints gear. And guess what we got?
A win.
A W.
And a cover of a 5.5-point
A cover, spread. A W, yeah. and a W for the Y man because he got it done for me. So it's actual now. Like the kid must be geared up. If there's like a Rams game after, then maybe I'll throw the Rams gear on to help them out because they need it. I just would like to say he wore his gear and we got a W.
That is why they won.
I think all the wards and the parishes thank you for that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
In the bayou. I will also say, I think you're being humorous, but there is superstition involved with sports gambling.
Of course.
So two things come to mind. T, I think on week two, wore an I Love NY. Mm-hmm. Both New York teams have covered every single week, both of them since.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Superstitious.
You're welcome.
And do you have to get Wyatt the away whites as well as his home blacks?
We have them.
Oh, you have the jewel on the road.
Yeah,
okay.
The long sleeve pajama. We got. He's ready to roll.
It's not quite the like actual outfit. Obviously,
I think it has a bunch of little Saints helmets and stuff. But it's
and
Saints.
We have a really cool like boutique one that's white and it says like NOLA Saints on it.
It has
or
just
something.
The fleur-de-lis. And then last week he had. Let's get ready to play.
Mm.
And then it had like this crazy like 70s, almost like a retro throwback. Moms out there, you want to win, throw your kid in the gear.
Will all gamblers have to start checking your Twitter feed to find out if Wyatt's in the uniform?
What the
or
baby's
not?
Wearing. Yeah. Because I was joking with you the other day, Jay. We were on the phone and I was saying, I'm gonna get a bunch of plastic helmets and I'm just gonna put them on the ground like Chiefs Bills.
Oh, I'm seeing which one he's calling
to. And like whatever
very
helmet,
scientific.
Whatever helmet he grabs first, or if he throws one
at the farm,
I'm calling the bookie because
I
can't figure this out.
That's a new section for sure.
You know, you pick these favorites and they let you down. Then when these other favorites come in, like Secretariat in the Kentucky Derby, like wire to wire, never a contest. You say, why didn't I have San Francisco against Carolina? What a lock that was. Why didn't I see that? But if I played it, then Carolina miraculously backdoors me or something happens. And the Cowboys can't do it again. All these things that we do is better.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Rush, come on, back up. It's over. They can't do it again. And then they do it again. And it's like, I don't know anymore. Do I say things like that? Do I say like a Cowboy could beat up a Buffalo Bill? Like, I don't know what to do anymore because it's too hard. I remember I used to give you like to the sheet and say, just put your finger on a game. And you'd be like, I don't know, Cleveland. Why don't we do that again?
We could try that.
It's gotta be
but
easier.
I really like the Wyatt picking the helmet game.
We got to get a bunch of plastic helmets on that website that I won't mention because they have enough mentioned, but they deliver.
And what's going to happen when his record is absolutely blazing and we're in the freezer? We have to follow him. What?
We got to follow him. We can't fade him. We got to follow him.
Follow the white man.
And then he'll have his own like link, like followthekid.com.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes,
it's all happening.
Yes, you. I'm actually talking to you now. You're driving in your car. You're putting on your makeup, something. Hey, like our video.
You.
All you have to do is press the little thumb, like it. And if you want, take a second and leave a comment. Obviously, if you're driving, don't, but do it when you get home. But come on. Yeah, you. Thanks.
It helps. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your picks, your thoughts. We're always watching.
Yeah. We'll wait.
Yeah, you. We want you.
There you go. Thank you.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
That could help you with your survivor pick this week. What are you thinking about?
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Ooh, I like that.
Because they aren't backing down.
No.
And I know that that's using a big one. Or what's become a big one, clearly, in week 6. But it's called Survivor for a reason. You have to survive. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Wow, I love that pick.
So against America's
Cowboys
team.
Luck has run out? America's team?
I don't know. I just think they're kind of a little hoaxy.
Gravity has to eventually.
Yeah.
But eventually, Cowboys.
Eventually. I don't know.
I mean, Philly's going to win the game at home.
Yes. Done.
Jalen Hurts is going to run away from Michael Parr. You have to think things like that, right? You have to realistically think like he's going to play keep away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great pick. I think that the Cowboys, God bless them, have been doing it with defense, but they don't score a lot of points.
No. Mm-mm. I think Cooper Rush threw 15 passes last week or something.
Yeah. 12 or 15. If Philly, like they normally do, get a good lead in the first half, that's going to be hard for Dallas to play catch up.
Yeah, they keep their foot on the gas, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And also for Survivor, like you have to use your big guns now because, I mean, people are just falling by the wayside this year and you don't know how long you're going to last. So you want to hang on to the Bills, you want to hang on to Philly. You might not see the day to play them.
Right.
Right.
And that would be a waste. So
I like it.
That's my fly, Eagles, fly.
Like it.
Like it or lock it.
Oh, and I'm going to lock that up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, so last week I was doggy. I was very doggy.
Sure were, and successful.
And successful. And I said in the pod, I could go faves and be 0-2 or 2-0. I could go dogs and at least be 1-1 every week. Which, you know, give me my money back, minus the juice or whatever you want to say. But I think I might be back to my old ways here this week.
Mm.
Because exactly what we've been talking about, teams that are just not playing well and then teams that are like going to come back down to earth. The Dallas Cowboys, and to her point, I love that Philly pick. We don't talk about our picks. Like you said last week, let's unveil the curtain. We don't discuss that. It kind of just happens generically. I love the Eagles this week.
Yeah.
And I think that they're going to pound Dallas. And I think that Dak Prescott is really trying to eye his return. I don't know if Jerry's going to allow that. Jerry's been in the media more than the head coach. So it's like, Jerry's kind of saying, I don't know, this Rush kid, I'm going to keep him in. Like, he's the coach. He's not the coach. He's the owner. But at that point, Dak is definitely eyeing his return. And so if he returns, I like it even more.
Right.
He's a better quarterback, but he's rusty. He's banged up. He hasn't played in a month. So that I would almost pray for Dak. Secondly, they can't run and pound the ball when Philly's scoring 30 on you. They can't keep up. So they're going to have to put it in the air. And that's when, if it is Cooper Rush, that's going to be a big problem. You can't run Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard all day against the Eagles. You just can't. They hate each other. They absolutely can't stand each other. And the Eagles have much nicer uniforms and better helmets. And I love the Eagle stripe down the side. So for that reason, and the fact that they're 5-0.
Strong handicap.
Jalen Hurts is the MVP right now in my eyes. Lamar was cooking. Lamar's had a couple stinkers. Josh Allen's cooking, but
no Geno Smith.
For that guy out there, I pray for Geno. Geno's playing well. No Geno Smith. Exactly. I like it. I like it a lot, and I'm going to lock it up.
Nice.
That's my first pick of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
For my next chalky chalk move of the day.
Two chalks.
Double chalk here.
Double chalk.
It's a road fave.
Chalkerson.
It's a road fave. And I don't have to say who it is. It's those Buffalo Bills. I watched the Raider game last night. I'm sure the whole world watched the Raider game last night. The Raiders shot themselves in the foot like they always do. They had the Chiefs exactly where they wanted them, and they let them back in. Another analytical play. Let's go for two with 5 minutes left when you could tie the game on the road. Don't get it. Not my business. I didn't have any skin in the game, so I really didn't care. The Buffalo Bills. So then the Chiefs have to go after this division rival Monday night, short week. They're staying home, luckily, but they got to play Josh Allen and the Bills. The Bills, last night, the one thing that I saw was Davante Adams had his way with those DBs. Watson, and like, they're just little guys, right? So these big Gabriel receivers and these Stephon Diggs are going to run right by these guys, and I don't think their cornerbacks can keep up. A lot of pass interference calls last night on those corners. I think that Watson kid had three or four in a row. Davante was killing him. And that's going to happen again. And it's too much to ask Kansas City, who I think has had one of the toughest starts. I think their schedule gets a little easier, you know, moving forward, but they've had a tough couple games. And I think that they aren't going to have, and I think the Bills have had relatively easy wins and they just beat up on Pittsburgh. And I think that they're just tuned up. So I'm going to go with Kansas City after the Buccaneers. After the Raiders, then they got the Bills. Too much for 3 weeks. And the spread's right where I want it. It's 3. Not worried about it one bit. Give me Buffalo on the road fave to beat up on the Chiefs. It's a rematch of the game last year that knocked Buffalo out of the playoffs. One of the best football games I've ever seen in my lifetime. Sure. I kid you not. It's not even a question. Best game I've ever seen. And this is a revenge spot. And give me the Bills. And I'm locking it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
For my first pick, I'm choosing a team that I've actually had a lot of luck with both on this pod and in the contest, the New England Patriots. Now, I could be pressing my luck because wow. I took them as a 9.5-point dog against Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau. They covered. They almost won. T was happy they lost because that was your survivor pick that week. And then last week, obviously, they killed the Lions. This week, they go to Cleveland, and they're getting 3 points. So here's my handicap. Very easy. I think Belichick is still the best coach in the NFL. He plots and schemes like nobody's business. He accentuates what's good about his team, and he tries to minimize what's not good about his team. So Bailey Zappi, who the hell knows who this kid is, but under Belichick's sort of protection, mm-hmm. he's not turning the ball over. He's not making stupid mistakes that you might see from a third string backup quarterback. I think Belichick knows Cleveland very well. He used to coach there. Bit of a revenge game. And I just like the professionalism of the Patriots. They never have those weird, like, oh, we're going to go to sleep this week. They're always prepared, even when they lose. Mm-hmm. I like their defense. I think Cleveland has become, besides the one game that Brissett looked out of his mind great throwing the ball, he hasn't thrown the ball that great. They played a very exhausting game against the Chargers last week. Patriots come in fresh. That game they played against Lions was not a sweat. I'm getting points. I think the Patriots have a better kicker than the Cleveland. So in a close game, I like Nick Folk to get those points that we need. I'm not afraid of Cleveland. They're going to run. So is the Patriots. It's going to be low scoring, close game. Give me the edge to Belichick. Give me the Patriots as my first pick. What do you think?
I like it. And like, just to make that Zappy point, I thought when they announced that he was starting last week, because the Lions have shown signs, but I thought, oh, that's Lions in the contest. No doubt about it. Third stringer, break my back. I even texted you, break my back, take my money. And they did. And on top of that, they did not nurse him. They did not take the ball out of his hands. He was playing football. He was throwing it all over the place. 29 zip. So they're not babying him like they did with Mac Jones when they played the Bills last year and they ran the ball 50 times or whatever. Remember that game?
I do.
So
it was against Buffalo.
Like you said, Belichick's doing what all these other coaches that we joke about aren't doing. He's still saying you better show up and you better be ready to play. And Stefanski is the guy that we just talked about that went for it on his own 25. Don't do that against Billy. Don't do it.
Exactly. Patriots. Give me the uglier coach who knows what a buffet is, who doesn't care about your Equinox and your manscaper, and lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay. For my second pick, you're probably going to hate this. I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens on the road. And I'm laying 5 at the New York Giants. Here's why you hate it. The Giants are a very sexy dog right now. Dable has them playing well. The eye test, they were down 20-3, I think, to Green Bay and came all the way back to win the game in London. Dable has the team, the city, believing. Daniel Jones, where'd he come from? All of a sudden, he's not turning the ball over anymore. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley's back. This is me believing that Lamar Jackson against the Bengals was throwing the ball 10 feet over his receivers' heads. That score, to me, should have been much bigger in the Ravens' favor. I think Lamar's going to dial it back in. And I like the way the Ravens' defense came out a lot. It reminded me of the Ravens' old defense when they used to just come after you. They held Joe Burrow to, I think, 16 or 17 points, and that Cincinnati offense is high scoring, high octane. I like what Baltimore is doing. It's gravity, guys. Mm-hmm. The G-men can't keep covering these numbers against the long trip from London back to New York. Daniel Jones historically plays better on the road than he does at home. I don't know why, but we just saw them lose to Dallas.
That's a fact. And
I don't know if that defense is ready. 1 week they play Burrow, who stands there and steps up in the pocket like a stud that he is. Great. But Lamar is going to be harder to negotiate with, navigate. If Lamar can connect two of those passes that he threw high, I think they can put up bigger numbers. And most of the Giants receivers are hurt. Mm-hmm. So other than Saquon, the Giants are going to have to do it a little bit with smoke and mirrors. I feel like they caught Green Bay flat on their heels. I blame LaFleur for that. I don't blame Aaron Rodgers for that. And I'm not sure Green Bay is as good as everyone thinks they are, just as a team. No. And I think Baltimore is like, They play Miami. They're playing Buffalo. They're playing Cincinnati. They're kind of like waiting to break out that Baltimore game when you just go, oh, of course, the Ravens. They put up, 35 points. I think this is their game. I could be wrong. Give me the Baltimore Ravens -5. They have the most amazing kicker in the NFL. That's 2 field goals.
In the world.
Just give me the Ravens by 2 field goals to cover the number. What do you think?
I like it because of the gravity situation. I love the long travel. Usually after that London game, they get a bye week. I don't know why they're doing them so early now. Mm. They always like give them the bye, like to come back down to earth. It's a long week, and I agree 100%. Daniel Jones has been playing lights out, but Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones, and he's going to fumble. He's going to throw the picks. He's going to do all the things that Daniel Jones does. And I just don't think Dable's pep talks and his choking out guys on the sideline. And he was so happy the other day. I thought he was going to kill one of his assistants. He was like shaking him and choking him. And I don't think Lamar, like you said, he Duvernay dropped that one touchdown. It was like in his lap. So it wasn't all Lamar. But like you said, those Ravens, they have a way of putting up 35 on you. And Giants can't put up 35 ever. They just don't have it. What do you think, kiddo?
I think this is a point in the season where they're going to start shining, or the ones that are shining are going to start pulling back again, the gravity theory. So we'll see. Yep. But
I like it.
I think
why not?
If you guys get a package in the mail and it's a onesie size 6 through 12 months Baltimore Ravens uniform, would you be opposed to pimping out your son to cover my number?
No, because it's the same time as the Saints game.
Okay.
All right.
Damn it.
But I will say this. I have Lamar in my fantasy universe. Confusing the universe.
I was thinking like, no, we Raven can't confuse socks the universe. And a Saints onesie.
Yeah, like a Raven.
No, this is confusing.
Knit hat in a Saints onesie or something like that. But I love the Lamar thing. Remember, they're my pick. They're my pick again.
I know.
He's my pick for MVP. And he's my quarterback in my fantasy league. And I also have Mark Andrews that has had 1 or 2 touchdowns in every game this year. And I'm 5-0 in fantasy. I just wish I was 15-0 in circa.
And J.K. Dobbins looks good.
Dobbins is back. The defense has gotten ridiculed last week. They got attacked. And I think, like you said, they showed up because they were, I mean, Stephen A. Smith said that Ray Lewis is still alive, but he was turning in his virtual grave, if you will. And, I agree. I think that they took the lashing and that they're back, but I have no problem rooting for the Ravens because I have a little skin in that game, if you know what I'm saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
So Wisconsin fires their coach, fires their AD, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did they do? What were they drinking last week when they absolutely put a foot in Northwestern?
Well, the real question,
I'm not going to say where that foot went.
No. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now.
My God.
The Saturday previous, I'm on the couch watching. We get the Big Ten Network. I'm stoked. My daughter goes to Wisconsin. We root for the Badgers. I go, oh, let me check it out. I say to Carly, I said, you know what? I'm so tired of watching Wisconsin and Mertz. And like, they're just the slow team that doesn't score. They're not dynamic. I go, this coach has to go. I go, enough already. It's the same every year. You only get a window when your kid is in college. I could have got the Russell Wilson years.
Mm-hmm.
I could have got the J.J. Watt years. I could have even got the Jonathan Taylor years.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Mertz. I got Mertzed.
Fred Mertz. I call him Fred Mertz. I'm sorry.
The upstairs neighbor, yeah. Fred Mertz. That's what we got.
Yeah.
And unbelievably, Wisconsin did everything that I just said out loud on my coach. The next day, they fired the coach. They fired
him.
Everybody's fired.
Yeah.
And then, as you said, they went out and they destroyed Northwestern. The real question is, that's what I call the dead cat bounce. Whenever the coach gets fired, the team responds, which means put all your money on the Carolina Panthers.
I was just going to say that. Matt Rhule.
11 points?
And neither of you chose them.
Because they're playing the Rams.
Nobody ever said we were smart.
Yeah. Her actually, I think she was leaning Survivor Rams, maybe, because that's the biggest spread of the week, if I'm right. 11.
It is. Yeah,
I'm up from 10.5, and it's climbing. And I don't know why it's climbing, but yeah, Matt Rhule still has 4 years left on his contract, and they still have to pay him unless he takes a job with a lower pay.
$40 million.
$40 million to go away. And they fired their coordinator too.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't mind firing people over there in Carolina. They fired their offensive coordinator after 1 year last year. They fired. Get out of here. You won a championship.
Go on, geek.
They're going to probably get a good quarterback in the draft, but that 11 is too much. Dead cat bounce, just like Wisco. I think the Panthers are live dog this week for sure.
Tanya couldn't believe her eyes looking at that score. Unreal. Blank ship. Yeah. Just they were laying 10. They were up 28-0 in like 3 minutes.
I texted my whole family on my chain on Saturday mornings. I usually put out the what I call the family sports report, and I say, okay, Wisco's playing today at 1 o'clock, and here's the opponent, and Cal. And I do the high school baseball team. My son's playing baseball, and I say, you know, sports fans, let's have a great day, blah, blah, blah. And halfway through the game at halftime, I think it was like 28-0, and I was like, clearly Wisco got their mojo back. So. Yeah. We're trying to change Wisco's culture. I hope, I don't know if they're going to stick with Jim Leonard as their new coach, or they're going to go get, you know, a bigger name. Hopefully not Matt Rhule. I've heard whispers already.
He's going to Auburn. He'll go to Auburn.
Keep him away from Wisconsin.
Yeah, he's going to Auburn, I think.
We just need somebody dynamic who loves, give me a Shanahan scheme. Give me something that's not just constantly, here you go, running back. Yeah.
Iowa too. That's their style. It's weird.
I've had it for 4 years, dude. It's that Big Ten Midwest. We're just gonna grind you.
Yeah.
But unless you have Jonathan Taylor, you ain't grinding anybody. So anyway,
is Sophie a junior or a senior?
She's a junior.
Okay, so
one more year.
One more time.
Let's do it.
This is the gather year, and the next year is the let's run it home year.
Let's make Mertz a fifth-year senior.
And hope CJ Stroud's in the NFL.
Come on, Mertzy.
Come on, Mertzy.
Come on, Mertz.
All right. Great show, guys. Let's recap. T, you are on fire in Survivor. Let's keep it going. Philadelphia Eagles at home playing the Cowboys. Take the Eagles if you want to survive. Jay, last week you were all dogs. This week you're all chalk. I like it. There's a method to the madness. You also like your wife's pick of the Eagles. Very Eagle friendly in your house this weekend, -5. You also like the Bills in the revenge spot against Kansas City, -3. I like Bill Belichick and his non-manscaped face, his non Equinox body,
a hoodie,
and good coaching, and he doesn't even know what a computer is. Okay,
or Erwan.
Thank you. Yeah. No Erwan for Belichick. Okay, it's Red Rooster, Red Robin,
Red Rooster.
Edit it.
Red Rooster. Yeah.
New England +3 in the dog pound. I also like the Ravens. Come on, Ravens. -5 on the road in New York, and that is our show.
Make me 6-0, Ravens. Come on now.
And I really like your shirt.
Yeah, I do too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's cute. Chief surrender. Cute. I don't want to have to surrender, though. Okay, guys, great show here tonight. Cheers to all of you. Gamble responsibly or don't. You know the rules, but you got to beat the book. That's the main thing that we have to always remember on FNL. And also, do you know what time it is?
It's time for Dodger Baseball.
It's time for Dodger baseball, baby.
Yay!
Go Blue.
Go Dodgers, go Blue. Win for Vin.
Let's do it for Vin Scully.
Let's get back in the World Series. Game one starts tonight. Let's beat them Padres.
Win for Vin.
Win for Vin. Cheers, guys. Have a great week.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.